It would be very hard for me to put together a top 10 list of my very favorite birds because I love so many individual species for such individual reasons. But something about the plight of the California condor touched my heart from the moment I learned about this extraordinary bird consigned to a body unable to digest anything but meat, yet equally incapable of taking a life to sustain its own. California condors don't have as well-refined a sense of smell as turkey vultures do, but their extraordinary vision helps them keep track of vultures that are miles away. When vultures start spiraling down toward a carcass, condors join in. Condors outweigh vultures by from 300 to 500% at 15 to 22 pounds. The fossil record and condor feathers found in archaeological diggings showed them possibly ranging as far to the east as New York and Florida, though some researchers believe that feathers found in the east may have worked their way there via trade rather than being dropped by living condors in the distant past. No matter how far their range extended before written records, it had shrunk by the early 19th century to a much more restricted area, extending east only as far as western Colorado. None were spotted in Arizona after 1924, and by the 1930s, condors were restricted exclusively to California. In 1986, with only 22 individuals remaining in the entire world, scientists discovered that every wild individual California condor was suffering from dangerously high lead levels. So in a last-ditch effort to save the species, every single one was trapped and taken into captivity. My friend Marge Gibson, the founder and director of the Raptor Education Group in Antigo, Wisconsin, was one of the expert rehabbers involved in the final capture of these birds, a heartbreaking task with no guarantees that condors would ever fly wild in the skies again because condors had never bred successfully in captivity. Scientists theorized that condors evolved to capitalize on the huge carcasses of Pleistocene megafauna, such as mammoths, and many comfort themselves with the belief that the species was doomed to extinction anyway. But the loss of mammoths is not the cause of the species' ultimate imperilment. We humans have been poisoning them. Even after all the work involved in breeding condors in captivity and releasing them, so that the number of birds now in the wild from reintroduction programs numbers above 250, about 25% of the birds in the wild die each year, mostly due to lead poisoning. Extensive research has pinpointed the precise chemical form of the lead, verifying that the source is ammunition. Condors pick up lead shot and bullets in discarded gut piles from deer and other large game animals, from prairie dogs and ground squirrel carcasses left after farmers and ranchers shoot them, and from other shot carcasses found throughout their range. Of course, lead is dangerous to humans as well as condors. Indeed, a 2008 study by the Centers for Disease Control and the North Dakota Department of Public Health concluded that lead scatters so thoroughly in meat harvested through hunting that pregnant women and children should never eat it. Yet the extremist NRA has fought tooth and nail to prevent lead bans over most of the condor range. Only after a huge environmental battle did California pass legislation, signed by Arnold Schwarzenegger, banning its use in 8 counties. Right now, legislation that would ban its use statewide has been approved by the California Assembly and will go into effect if Jerry Brown signs it. Meanwhile, lead shot and bullet use still flourishes in Arizona. Of all the species of conservation concern I'm trying to see during my conservation big year, the California condor has been one of my highest priorities. I spent September 15th in California's Big Sur in the Ventana Wilderness area with people armed with radio transmitter trackers from the Ventana Wildlife Society helping us find condors. Next time, I'll tell you about that splendid experience. I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.